The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, October 22nd, 2018.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do, because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, what a beautiful morning here in Sonoma County. A little bit dark, but still nice. I have one special guest with me this morning. Joining me on the phone will be singer, songwriter, performer, and Country Western Hall of Famer, Becky Hobbs. Becky was just inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame in 2015, and she's also a direct descendant of Nancy Ward, and in honor of her, created the musical Nanya Hay, Beloved Woman of the Cherokee, to pay tribute to her fifth generation great-grandmother. Great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. My goodness, five greats. I mean, I'm just one great, but this is five. It's amazing. We will be talking about her career and the musical, along with playing many of the songs and talking about their historical meaning. A beautiful, beautiful play, Nanya Hay, Beloved Woman of the Cherokees. I mean, just a beautiful, beautiful array of songs. This week was very special to me. We celebrated our grandson Ryan's 30th birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan. I got to see my great-granddaughter, Satori. What a miracle life truly is. I can't believe this little munchkin is only 6 weeks old and she's already moving and shaking and making sounds. It's just beautiful. You know, my prayer for all the children of the earth, that the adults in the room find a way to have peace on this troubled planet. What's so interesting about listening to the musical Nanya Hay, the cherished, beloved woman of the Cherokee, is you begin to realize how long human beings have been warring and how long women have been crying for peace. You know, it's just amazing to me. A reminder, today is the last day you can register to vote, you know, and it's very important. If you want to register today, you can go to your voter registration. All you have to do is look up your county. I mean, we serve as 18 counties here, so if you're listening, just go on the internet and say voter registration. It'll come up. You can go down to their office and register. And to remind you, you know, go to the polls on November 6th. You know, people say, oh, my vote doesn't count. Well, it doesn't count if you don't vote, you know. Excuse me. It just doesn't count if you don't vote. So it's very important. And this is one of the most important elections that we've had in a long, long time. So remember, and if you got absentee ballots, try to get them in before Election Day. You know, if you drop it off at your voter registration or mail it in the mail, you'll be guaranteed it will be counted on Election Day. So, you know, it's important to get those absentee ballots in. Well, today is kind of a sad day. It marks the fifth year since the death of young Andy Lopez, age 13, who was shot and killed by law enforcement or sheriff deputy Eric Gelhouse in the Roseland area here in Sonoma County. I understand they actually finally, after 5 years, set a court date. The trial is going to be in 2019, so we're waiting to see what the outcome of that is going to be. But there will be tonight, there will be a Andy Presente remembrance vigil of 5 years waiting for justice, and it's going to be happening at Andy's Unity Park from 5:30 to 7. The address is 3399 Moreland Avenue in Santa Rosa, California. So there's going to be a little remembrance for Andy Lopez, and that's going to be happening tonight at the Andy's Unity Park at 3399 Moreland Avenue in Santa Rosa. I think it's important that people gather and acknowledge, you know, that this was not the best thing that could have happened in our community. I mean, I've been involved with it for the past 5 years, and it's just a heartbreaker, to be honest with you. Well, let's have some good news here. A shout out to KBBF for hosting their annual Trunk or Treat, and to all those who donated their time and goodies to our wonderful, and especially to our wonderful volunteer staff for helping make it happen. A special shout out to board member Michelle Morales, who is, like I said, on our board, for reminding us, if you attend the KBBF events, the tamales are the best in town. And I just want to do a shout out for everybody that brought their children and all the cars that were there. I mean, I was unable. We were celebrating Ryan's birthday, so this is the first year I was unable to attend. But, you know, modern technology, there it is on Facebook being filmed. And it was just such a delight to see these really strong kind of guys with these lowrider-type cars giving out trick-or-treat to these young kids and everybody talking and exploring the cars. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful annual event. And I just want to do a shout-out to everybody that makes it happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I have a few announcements here. I want to remind folks that on the 27th, we have the North Bay Science Discovery Day that's going to be happening on Saturday, October 27th, 2018, from 10 to 4 at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, 1350 Bennett Valley Road in Santa Rosa. Last week, I interviewed Dr. Don Price, and he was... Dr. Don Price, and he... Pardon? Dr. Don Pierce, who was one of the co-founders of the North Bay Science Discovery Day. If you're curious about what it's all about and you want to hear it from the horse's mouth, go to www.womenspaces.com, and we have the interview, last week's interview. But just a reminder, it's going to be Saturday, October 27th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And also tonight what's happening is that the Practice Institute is going to be presenting a woman by the name of Ellen Brown, who's an international acclaimed public banking expert. And she's going to be talking about public banking, and that's going to be at the Sonoma Community Center at 276 East Napa Street in Sonoma. And it's presented by Praxis Institute. And I have my fingers crossed, I hope to get an interview with Ellen Brown, because I think it's a very, very important topic, this public banking. So that's going to be tonight at the Sonoma Community Center at 276 East Napa Street in Sonoma. And if anybody goes out there and they have an opinion on it, you know, email me at elaine@womenspaces.com and give me your phone number. Maybe I could talk to you. Maybe we could do a little interview on the radio to talk about this issue. Very important. Anyway, that's going to be tonight. And then also I want to remind my listeners to mark your calendar for November 17th, a little bit further ahead, but I think it's really important because they're going to have the Winter Blast, and that's going to be with an event at the Peace and Justice Center at 467 Sebastopol Avenue. They sponsor that every year. So I think it's very important. I think this is their third or fourth year that they're doing this. So that's going to be the Winter Blast Saturday, November 17th. It starts from 5 to 9:30, and it is a blast. Let me tell you, they have a walking couch. It's an amazing event. And I guess that's it for announcements, folks. Lots of things going on in our community, that's for sure. Well, what's going to be happening with the show, I'm going to be interviewing Becky Hobbs, and she, like I said, she wrote this play about her grandmother, five greats, Nancy Ward, and we're going to be playing different songs, and we're going to be giving a historical perspective of the music and why she wrote it and what it's all about, and it's going to be in increments, and this is going to be the first song. This is the song that I discovered the musical to begin with, and I'll tell you, I think it's one of the most beautiful songs about peace that I've ever heard. So, and I want you to listen very closely to the lyrics, because it's kind of the story of Nancy Ward, and also talked about, you know, her native history, because that's her name, Nanya Hay. That's her Native American name, but Nancy Ward was her Americanized name, I guess. So listen to this song, Let There Be Peace, sung by Becky Hobbs. And when we come back, joining me on the phone will be Becky Hobbs herself, Country Western Hall of Famer. So let's listen to the first song, Let There Be Peace. Thank you.
this baby born on this winter morning will bring us home, will bring us peace.
My goodness, when I hear that song, I just want to, it's just one of the most beautiful pieces about peace that I've ever heard. I have to tell my listening audience, I'm a little bit obsessed with this music. It is so beautiful to me. Well, for you just listening, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners, the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest joining me on the phone all the way from Nashville, Becky Hobbs. Welcome, Becky. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you, Elaine. I am just totally thrilled to be with you all today.
Oh, my goodness. It's just such a thrill to have you and to be able to put your music and to send it out to all the listeners here in Sonoma County. And we are 18 counties in Northern California. Before we start, can I tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Sure.
Well, the first thing is, as I found really interesting, is that your nickname is the Beckaroo, she is called by her friends, was born and raised in Bartonsville, Oklahoma. She is a citizen of the Cherokee Nation. She started playing piano and writing songs when she was 9 years old. And in high school, she wrote the first feminist play, The Four Faces of Eve. And actually, it was the first female rock band in the state of Oklahoma. Boy, that's something. Becky has performed in over 40 countries, including 9 in Africa. Her songs have been recorded by Alabama. And I'll tell you, I listened to that song about angels, and it was one of the most beautiful songs that I've heard in a long time. She also recorded for Conway Twitty, for people who are not familiar with country western music, Conway Twitty is what I would consider, he was a superstar. George Jones, also Loretta Lynn, Emmylou Harris, Glenn Campbell, Wanda Jackson, John Anderson. I can go on and on. She made songs. And like I said, the song I recommend to my listeners to go on YouTube and listening to Angels Among Us. It is such an inspirational song. And actually, this song is used, I believe, at the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. That's amazing. Becky was inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame on October 16, 2015. And in 2011, she broke out the CD, Nanya Hay, Beloved Woman of the Cherokee. It was released, and it contained 7 songs written for her musicals that based on her 5th-generation grandmother, Nancy Ward, who was born in 1738 and made her transition in 1822. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Becky?
Wow. Well, did you say 7 songs or 17 songs
17.
On the Nanya Hay CD?
17.
Yeah, 17, absolutely. And, gosh, I mean, I've been making music pretty much all my life, and I'm very grateful that I've been able to make a living doing it.
Well, I want to add something on a personal note. Since I found your music, I have been obsessed with it. It is so beautiful. And the poetry is just, as far as I'm concerned, is just supreme. It's just beautiful, beautiful. So let's start the conversation, Becky. I am really curious. Talk about your early years, how you got started, what inspired you, and what were some of the challenges that you faced as a woman, as a performer?
Wow, that's a lot of good questions. Well, as you mentioned in my bio, I started writing songs when I was 9 years old. That's because I started taking piano lessons. I had an older sister who was taking piano lessons, and she could sit down and put a sheet of music in front of her and just play so beautifully. Once I started taking piano lessons, I discovered for me it was a lot easier for me to sit down on the piano bench and just start making up my own songs rather than trying to read the notes on the paper. So I started writing that way, and my first few songs had no lyrics. They were just instrumentals, and I'm sure they were very, you know, primary type songs. But I did go back and continue taking piano lessons because I wanted to learn how to read as well, and years later I connected the bridge between reading the notes on the page and writing songs in my head and by ear, and that was a real pivotal moment that would come in handy for me later in life once I started writing musicals. Now, probably back in the Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, the folk era, when I was probably about 13, 14 years old, I got an acoustic guitar, and I started playing the guitar, taught myself, and I learned all the folk songs, Blowing in the Wind, and, you know, the songs of that era, and formed a little folk duo in Bartlesville with a friend of mine. And then in 1965, as you mentioned, I formed what has now been documented as the first all-female rock band in the state of Oklahoma. And you were mentioning about some of the challenges. Well, that's when some of the challenges started. My gal pals and I, we thought, boy, you know, we're really going to attract the guys and, you know, get a lot of attention with this all-girl band. And as it turned out, we sort of ran them off. I think they might have been threatened. And the ones that did come to our gigs, you know, they at the end of the night, they'd like hang their head and say, well, you're pretty good for girls.
Oh, my God. What year was that?
That was 1965.
Oh, my God, what a pioneer you are. So yeah. where did you get your confidence and your tenacity to put up with that?
You know, I don't know where I got it. Because when I was really young and growing up, I was very shy. And it's funny because I was still shy at that point. Like, I'd never wanted to stand up in front of the class, and I wouldn't even put my hand up to answer a question, and my face would turn red at the drop of a hat. But I had this belief inside me that I've got something to say, and I think I was just finding my path to say it.
That's beautiful. You know, you and I have something in common. You know, people think that because I'm on the radio, I'm also a public speaker, they think, oh, I've always been this way. But I was also shy until I went into a public speaking class and actually had a teacher that helped me come out of it. So I can relate totally. And I felt the same way, that I had something that I had to say either through my poetry or, you know, my writing, whatever. So we really share that. So How did you, what was your first step? I mean, all of a sudden, you know, I mean, how did you ever get connected with Alabama and George Jones? I mean, I know when I was a young girl, believe it or not, I used to listen to Spade Cooley. And,
awesome.
Do you remember Spade Cooley?
Oh. Absolutely. He had a great show.
Right. And I used to tell him, yeah, I wanted to be a country western singer. My mother said, are you serious? Come on. So how did you first start your career and get into it?
Wow. Okay. Well, the all-girl band, you know, we were booked out of Oklahoma. We started playing gigs and word of mouth and, you know, started making some money. It, by the way, making music and things related to it is the only way I've ever made a buck in my whole life. So I've been very fortunate, but I've worked very hard also. But we started playing these little gigs, and I went 1 year to Tulsa University, but I realized after 1 year, college wasn't going to teach me what I wanted to do, and that was, of course, make a living writing songs and playing the music. So the all-girl band went on the road for a while, and we wound up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right before Christmas of 1970, and I met a band there called Swamp Fox, and they asked me to join their band. The all-girl band by then was getting ready to break up. It was just awful. There was a lot of competition. You know, we had crushes on the same guys, and there were unplanned pregnancies. You know, and sadly, there were unplanned pregnancies in the group, and it was to where we were ready to throw in the towel. But so I moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I started playing in Swamp Fox, a southern rock band. And we played gigs all over the area. Well, after a couple of years of being there, the guitar player and I said, man, you know, it's time to move to Los Angeles. And I hooked a little trailer up to my 66 Mustang, and he had an old Le Mans that had Bondo all over the sides of it, and he had a trailer. And we drove out to Los Angeles and knew like one person, and stayed with him, God bless him, on a little bitty street called Romaine, and wrote a song called Rock Bottom on Romaine. That was our first song out there. But little by little, we started meeting people and networking and going out to songwriter nights and just sitting down at a keyboard and playing and singing. And I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard one day, and I met a guy named Tornado Warren.
Tornado Warren?
Tornado Warren, yeah. He was just a hippie guy, but he was working for Jeff Wald, who was Helen Reddy's husband and manager. And he was asking me, what do you do? And I said, I'm a songwriter. You know, he said, well, you know, come in and play me some songs. I work for Jeff Wald. So that was my first entrance into the big time. I recorded some little cheap demos and played the songs, and guess what? Helen Reddy, let us see, the first batch, she cut one of my songs called I'll Be Your Audience, and then years later, she cut three more. But, you know, so it was by chance that I met this guy, but I had the goods to back it up, and little by little, met different people. I got several record deals out in Los Angeles. I mean, the first one, when my first album came out on MCA Records called Becky Hobbs, we went to have a promo meeting at the label. And when we got there, the guy's name was off the door. He had just been fired. You know, so I got let go as an artist. You know, there was a series of a lot of up and downs in the music business. But my next major thing was I was out there in LA during the urban cowboy craze. So I was playing in all the bars in Southern California. You know, the Palomino and North Hollywood.
Oh, wait a minute. Becky, I worked at the Palomino.
You're kidding. What
no,
years?
I worked at the Palomino in the San Fernando Valley.
And what year were you there?
I was there in 1965.
65. Oh, wow. So you made it there before I did.
Well,
wow.
Remember, you know, it was really interesting. Remember, they had like the horseshoe. I'd walk around. I mean, what a memory. No, go ahead. Continue.
Wow. That's wonderful. Well, anyway, I was playing all over the area. And, you know, and I got the attention of Al Gallico, who was the biggest independent country music song publisher. He published all of Billy Sherrill and Nora Wilson's and Tammy Wynette's and Glenn Sutton's songs, and, you know, Stand By Your Man, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, Behind Closed Doors, Almost Persuaded, on and on. And he signed me to a publishing deal, and he picked up the phone and called Jerry Kennedy in Nashville, who headed up Mercury Records, and said, you know, hey, Jerry, I got this girl, you know, yeah, she writes great songs, she sings great, yeah, she looks good, yeah, you got to sign her. So I got signed to Mercury Records, which was my first Nashville connection, and started coming back and forth to Nashville to record for Mercury. And then eventually, of course, I moved to Nashville in November of 1981, I guess. And I've been in Nashville ever since.
Well,
and
I'll tell you.
And writing and playing.
You have a wonderful, wonderful career. But the most, I have to say, the most exciting thing about your career is the fact that you have this relationship with your five generation grandmother, Nancy Ward, Naya Hay, the music is just stunning. So I'd like to get into that a little bit. You know, talk about your great, you know, how do you say it? Fifth generation grandmother.
Well, she was my fifth great-grandmother. So when you count her generation as number one, which genealogists do, then I am eighth generation Nancy Ward. But she is my fifth great-grandmother.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you discover her? I mean, what was the discovery process? Because I'll tell you, the first song that I played, Let There Be Peace, to me is her story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you played White Wolf? Oh, I'm sorry. Ken played White Wolf on the Horizon. So can you talk? I guess that's the first song of the play. But go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
I'll tell you how I discovered my Nancy Ward ancestry. Basically, it was handed to me. Since she was famous, a lot of people don't know that she was famous, but she was very famous in the Cherokee tribe. And a couple of generations before my mother had documented our history. And so I always knew as a little girl that I was a direct descendant of Nancy Ward, also known as Nanya He, beloved woman of the Cherokee. And my mom told me the story about her, that her claim to fame was that she was chewing the bullets beside her husband, Kingfisher, when they were in battle with the Creek Indians in 1755, Kingfisher was killed, fell to the ground. Nanya He took his rifle, led the Cherokees to victory, and she was first honored as Gigagayagayahaniyahwea, war woman. And then later in her life, she stood for peace, and she risked her life to make peace between the Cherokees and all others, and most importantly, the colonists. And American history would not be what it is today if Nanya He had not warned American villages of upcoming Cherokee attacks. She realized the only way that the Cherokees could survive was to live in harmony with the whites, a.k.a. the early Americans, because she knew they would not remain subjects of a king they had never seen, and she knew they were here to stay. And so basically, I knew that story about her all my life, and I always knew someday I would pay tribute to her. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned Let There Be Peace, because in 1993, I thought, okay, I'm going to record an album, all songs about Nanya He, Nancy Ward. And the first two songs I wrote in 1993 were Let There Be Peace and Pale Moon. And then I got busy. I wrote By the Fire, a couple of other songs. And then I got real busy with my country music career and playing gigs and making a living that I pushed it aside until 2007. I was back in Bartlesville playing at the Oklahoma Centennial Celebration for Bartlesville. And I played Pale Moon and Let There Be Peace, along with my hits, Angels Among Us, Jones on the Jukebox, on and on. And after the show, a guy named Nick Sweet came up to me, and he said he knew who Nanya He was, and he had directed Trail of Tears at the Tahlequah Jollagee Amphitheater for a season. And we started talking about, wow, we should write a musical together. So that's when the seed was planted. And then a year later, we embarked on it. I co-wrote the book, you know, which means the script, with Nick Sweet, and then I wrote or co-wrote a total of 18 songs for the musical. Two more songs trickled in after I recorded the concept CD.
Well, that's quite a story, you know, quite an ancestry, and also to bring forward this music, because the story it resonates with me so deeply, because for me, the struggle still continues. Women are still struggling, yeah. Still crying for peace, still trying to bring peace, trying to lead the charge, and this is so timely at this point. So let's take a quick musical break here, and just to let my listeners know, and also you, Nancy, I'm going to play several songs from the musical, and then we are going to discuss it. And so I'm going to play the whole song, Becky, so people can hear the whole song. And I want you to just pay attention to the lyrics, because this is a story. The first song is the story about Nanya He. She starts out when, you know, it talks about just being 17. So listen to the words very carefully, and we're going to listen to the, it's part of the musical Nanya He, Cherished Woman of the Cherokee, and we're going to play the first song, and it's called Nanya He, and it's part of the actual musical. And actually, it is the last song that is played on the musical, but I really believe it gives us a character of her. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. And actually, in the musical, Let There Be Peace is the end song.
Oh, the
Nanya, he's the last song on the CD. But yes, Let There Be Peace is the finale song in the musical. And then we use Nanya He at the beginning of Act Two, and also we use the melody as an underscore pretty much throughout the musical.
Oh, that you can hear. Oh, it's just beautiful. Yeah. So let's go ahead and play that, Ken. And then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Betsy Hobbs, who's a Country Western Hall of Famer and also a writer, producer, and performer, and just a wonderful, wonderful human being.
You will.
my goodness, that is one of the most beautiful songs. And yes, you will be heard. Well, welcome back. Oh, my goodness. You're listening.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holt. And with me on the phone is Becky Hobbs, who was the writer of that beautiful, beautiful song. And let me ask you, Becky, what do you think in your mind after doing all the research? What is it that when you say you will be heard, what is it that you believe she wanted to be heard?
Well, she wanted her message of peace to be heard. And as you said earlier, it is so timely now. It's like when I do go to her grave a lot. Her grave is a historical marker in eastern Tennessee near Benton, Tennessee. It has been beautified. The DAR put up a nice monument back in like 1924, and recently we did a lot of repair work and added some stone benches, and there's beautiful native plants and medicinal plants up there. But I go, and there is a cedar tree over her grave, and cedar trees mean a lot to Cherokees, and there are a lot of times cedar trees in burial areas. But I sit there and I listen, and it is like, haven't we learned anything after all these years? So, and basically, as I mentioned earlier, her voice was mostly unheard because people, the average American, does not know who she was and what role she played in American history. So I just, it's my mission and my duty, and I feel like I was the one equipped to just continue her message of peace, and little by little, show by show, we're getting it out there. We're telling the world who she was, what she did, and sharing her message of hope and peace. She never gave up. And there was one war after another in her lifetime, one treaty broken after another, and a lot of sadness, but she never gave up.
It's so interesting when you say that, because it sounds like that's the kind of the world that we're living in, you know, that it's like, feels like there's treaties are being broken, ideas. It's interesting that we really need to pay attention to the words. I mean, it's just such a powerful song. And then the next song that I want to get into is the part, the love song, the beauty of relationship, because she did have this relationship. Her first husband was called Kingfisher, I believe. And
yes.
I believe this is the song, their wedding ceremony. And I got to tell you something. When I heard this song, I mean, I bawled like a baby to begin with. Mm-hmm. It is so beautiful. But what was so inspiring to me is that when my grandson, Ryan, and his wife, Amber, got married, we got married in a very open wooded place, and they made these same kind of vows. And when I heard this song, I thought, oh my goodness, this is just amazing. So we're going to turn to another song. It's called Donna Dawn Donna Lee. Did I pronounce that right?
Donna Dagalhain.
Dahali, okay.
And that is Until We Meet Again. That's what she sings at Kingfisher's grave after he's killed.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh,
see,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
So have you skipped Oh Great Spirit?
No, now we're going to it's Oh Great Spirit,
yeah,
that we're
going to
play.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And this is
that's okay.
This is their wedding vow. Folks, when you listen to this, listen very, very carefully, because the words are just stunning.
This my wedding day, I stand with wings of faith. Oh, Great Spirit, take me to His heart like a fire in the dark. Let me warm Him in the winter, give Him comfort. Let me honor and protect Him as we walk the path of white. Oh, Great Spirit, hear my humble song. one.
On this my wedding day, I stand with wings of faith. Give her comfort in the night. Let me honor and protect her as we walk the path of life. Oh, Great Spirit, hear my humble song, that we may live as one. Let me warm her in the winter,
give him comfort in the night.
Let me honor and protect her
as we walk the path of white.
Oh, Great Spirit, hear my humble song, that we may live as one.
Another beautiful song, the musical Nanya Hay, beloved woman of the Cherokee. Thank you so much. It's just beautiful. Well, welcome back. You are listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And on the phone with me from Nashville, Tennessee, is songwriter, performer, and country western Hall of Famer, Becky Hobbs. Welcome back, Becky. Becky, let me ask you a question.
Thank you.
How do you feel listening to your own music like this? I mean, you're sitting there in Nashville, and, you know, you got your cell phone and your ear and this.
Well, thank you. You know, I feel that songs and the songs are God-given, you know. I mean, I work hard to hone them, but the gist of them, melodies and things like that, are gifts from the Creator. And I rarely stop to listen to, you know, to myself. And it's real nice. It's nice to know that a gift that I feel like I have, that I'm able to share it with people. And thanks to you, Elaine, you're allowing me to share it with people. You're the conduit. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's so interesting. You know, when I found the music, the first song I found that Becky wrote was when there's the war song, you know, when women rule the world, there will be no war. It was a perfect song to play for Women's Spaces. And then all of a sudden I went on I want to play this song now. I don't want us to run out of time and not have Let There Be Peace be played. But what happened was, and so I wanted to play the song again, but I couldn't find it. So I had to make another recording of the war song. And so I went online, and then all of a sudden I saw this song, Let There Be Peace. And I thought, oh, this must be another arrangement of Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. And I'm always looking for, you know, women singing that song. And when I turned it on and I heard that song, I must have listened to it 20 times. I could not believe the lyrics. And like I told you, I wanted the lyrics, so I couldn't find the lyrics. So I went and played the song and typed the lyrics while I was playing it, and it was just an amazing experience finding that song. So I want to play that song right now, and then I want to talk a little bit about it. We're time in the studio runs by so quickly. So Ken, let's go put on Let There Be Peace, and I want my listeners to really take this song in. I mean, this is the story of a woman's life. You know, the first line is, I was born in a field of corn in the land of Cherokee, in the land of the Cherokee. And what it reminds me of is I watched a movie called The Good Earth. It was made in the 50s. And they went to the fields and how women gave birth. It was nowhere near the way we gave birth today. They would just go in the field and that would be it and straddle the child and go back to work. I mean, it was just an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. So let's listen to this song, Let There Be Peace, and just listen to the lyrics, because it is a story, and to me the song is a longing, and I think that's what she needs to be heard, that this is peace, this is what she wants, and this is what she's asking for. Okay, Ken, can
Amen.
We go
ahead?
I was born in a field of corn in the land of the Cherokee. I did my chores, but I knew there was more than my eyes could see. I married young, he was brave and strong, but he died fighting for his creed. I took his place, but I vowed someday that we would live in peace. Let there be peace, let there be love, let life fly free as the morning dove. Let every heart hear this song I sing. Let there be love, let there be peace. The wars raged on to the warrior's song, but a change whispered through the wind. The white man's heart beats the same as ours. When will we understand? Our children died and the white wolf cried, all ye people, lay down your guns. It's time to lead our hearts to peace, that we may live as one. Let there be peace, let there be love, let life fly free as the morning dove. Let every heart hear this song I sing. Let there be love, let there be peace. Be peace.
Yes, let there be love, let there be peace. For folks joining in, I have on the phone with me Nashville, Tennessee, Becky Hobbs, songwriter, performer, and country western Hall of Famer. And we've been playing songs from the musical that she wrote called Nyahi, Beloved Woman of the Cherokee, which she's co-written this. And we just played Let There Be Peace. Talk a little bit about that song. Where would you get the inspiration? I mean, there's so many lines in there that are so meaty, especially the white man's heart beats the same as ours. When will they understand? I mean, that is one of the most powerful lines. And then also the fact that the warrior son, the war is coming back. It never goes away.
Yes, thank you. You know, that was the year that David Hampton started the Association of the Descendants of Nancy Ward. And he started it in northeastern Oklahoma. I, of course, was already living in Nashville, but my mom read the article in the paper. And so I went to the first meeting, and everyone was talking, and they were saying, oh, well, we need a theme song. And I thought, wow, well, I just plugged it in. You know, I put that bee in my bonnet, and it just started no sooner than I got home. I mean, I had a lot of the song.
We would say that it was inspired. You know,
yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, Becky, I'm gonna rush along on here because I do not want to miss playing. It's 3 minutes long. I want to end on the song "Pale Moon" because I know it's one of your favorite songs.
Yeah.
And I love the song. It starts out. People have to listen to it. "Pale Moon whispers a song in the wind, so old, so wise, high in the sky, my old friend. Pale Moon, what is the meaning of life? I long to hear speak to my spirit tonight." I mean, if that isn't the cry most of us have, what is the meaning of life? So we're gonna play that song, and we're gonna play half of it. I'm running out of time. I think we'll be able to have enough time, and then we'll have our goodbyes. But this has just been an amazing interview. I can't tell you how much I appreciate being with you, and how much I just appreciate your songs. To be honest with you, you know, my vision is I want to see this performed. I want to see it performed somewhere in Northern California so I can go see it. And who knows?
Thank you. I would love that. I would absolutely. And people can visit the website, nyahi.com, and I can be contacted through the website. And we would love to have a California production. That would be great.
I know. I mean, just to hear this music. So let's hear Pale Moon, and then we'll have a few seconds to discuss it a little bit before we say goodbye.
Okay, thanks.
What is the meaning of life? What a big question, huh, Becky? Well, Becky, we're come to the end of this segment, the end of this interview. Are there any last words that you'd like to share with our audience? And I want to just say thank you for giving me this time, for allowing me to play your music, and just thank you. Anything, any last words you'd like to say? And I want to spell out, the how we spell the name to get to your website.
Right, okay. Yeah, I would just like to thank you, Elaine, for getting the message out. And the website is www.nanyehi.com. NanyeHi.com. And it can also be found at BeckyHobbs.com. BeckyHobbs.com. And I would like to thank you and say that we would love to bring the musical to California. And if anyone has any ideas, please reach out to me.
Well, thank you so much, Becky Hobbs, for being such a beautiful guest. Well, that's it, folks, for our show. Special thank you to songwriter, performer, and Country Western Hall of Famer, Becky Hobbs. Folks, personally, this was a very special show for me. I can't tell you how much Becky and her music has meant. I have a secret wish, and that is to see how that's going to happen, but I'm putting the call out there if anybody's got any ideas. And I want you to all call on your angels. Get to work on that.
Amen.
A reminder, tell your friends Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I'm so excited I get to listen to my own program. This is Elaine B. Holtz. You've been listening to Women's Spaces, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
Because a woman in your life, and a woman is you.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, October 22nd, 2018.